This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Let's see. So next one, there's a lot. Lemaisa, there's a whole bunch more mechtavim that are authentic. This one is an amazing one. Okay. He says, I've already let you know that the reason why I didn't answer you is because I wasn't well. Not that I heard bad things about you. I also know when people say over things from people, they change. If you toys become a surface and stuff gets added on. If you use the if somebody wants to spice up the story, he particularly adds stuff to it. If Shevach Lakel, he said, I feel Shamati even if I knew that somebody else was miscovered Bekleini or spoke out very sharply against what I said, I feel a chairiv. I couldn't care less. I forgive them. So that's certainly not a reason why I would express myself against you. And you made me swear that I don't toss you away. Cholila, if I am going to uproot that which I have done. So I'm not sure if this person had been a former Talmud of his or not. I'm not sure in the context over here. Neither you nor even a junior person would I do it. Okay. But the letter will have a lot of really, really strong stuff. That which he said that I was very upset with your letter, Emesamah, he's right. Boy, like Samali Sigim, I get a very nasty letter, and I am a critically ill person. Why wouldn't I get very upset? This is what it says. Now, the machlekes was a halachic machlekes over whether somebody who's a balkeri has to go to the mikveh before he davens. You write as follows. Everybody got up. Skenem, tanem, big ones, small ones, everybody. They came to you and said, I can't handle what you're saying or what you're saying over the name of Rambam or the Gichtin. You matter whatever you want. You ask whatever you want. We have an old Messiris. We have a Messiris, Duraduris, but a Balkari can't down now going to the mikveh. You might have gone to the shul to learn. If this is really the religion, if this is true, let's have it out. That's a quote from you. Take a look. Shouldn't your words get even Hilazakin upset? You have a famous story with Hilazakin. So I didn't get upset. Amarto, you said, Shekomu kolam skenim kanim. Big, young, and old got up. But kulam. I heard from people, it wasn't, the whole, Alexas Mamarits are shaitan. Some of the Mamarits are fools. For Oitsa to enter with them, or Malaysia is some. You sort of fluffed up their words. These are the wise people of the community. While Messiah is Kabbalah, Sayam, people with Messiah is Kabbalah. One, the Oit. You seem to imply that you can't go to shul or learn without going to mikveh. Vaisaksav, Shabiksham Khalidash Lam Dabaza Dela Hem Khanadvarim. They ask you to please speak very strongly to Olam about how usher it is. V'darashta, and you did. Gamzei chesani, like I'm very upset. V'chinasu v'dabazek kalim v'chamurin. Is this something that is shaykh to say more make more machme? Umayin chumra advarim. What exactly is this chumra? Ale ein adav l'minik b'shinu b'mayar b'lvat. It's in Bavel and in West Africa. Abakol ori roime b'tzavus v'omni b'vimtso. But the people living in Europe never ever were noyik tefillos kari. Whenever the big rabbanim chacham come to Sfarad, when they see us going to the mikveh, they laugh at us. They say, it's a Muslim minhag. They're very makbid, the Muslims. So that's where you picked it up from. So you see that Europe, all of Europe, no one is knowing that. What you should have done is when those ignoramuses got up and said, you should have yelled at them. Don't play along with them. The following that you tell them. That's the halacha. The shabal kari mutar consists of knesset or sefer Torah. Avol li spalo, adomer tol b'minik. There is a chiluk minhag about davening. Kol yisosh ben yishmelim, the sfardim living by the Arabs nogu lirchutz. Kol yisosh ben arayim nogu lirchutz, and the Jews living by the Christians don't go to mikvah. The atim lo tishanim minig avsechem, and you should not be shanim avsechem. And you shouldn't be mishan for the minig. You should have made it clear that halacha is no such halacha. It is a minig. It's very important to keep minig, and you keep the minig. Because you upset with the Daniel. I'm not sure again who this person is. Ka'asta v'samat l'chus ila kamelo. So this was a machlokes that involved Reb Daniel on the other side, and b'meila you were very, very happy to let it out on those people. V'nesal v'chodera hamishpat. Okay, next point. V'zeha ani shomel shen roichetz mikeri, and the dimwit who said that I don't go to mikveh, sheko oima. He's lying. The only time that I didn't go to the mikveh for tefillas keri was when I was sick. Because why would I be mishanah the meaning of my parents for no reason? And tell me, he followed me to the mikveh. How do you know? It's some fancy of his. I certainly wouldn't have told you about this, but you asked me why I'm upset. That's not upset. Okay, base. You had another taina. You wrote that your chiburim are wonderful. They're only for people who learn the Gemara and they know who holds all these shittas. And one should not be Isaac in Rambam alone. And they'll forget who the time around was. And they make mistakes about it. They're not Oymen Seif Daitcha. And they don't understand for where the Shor Shalach is. That's an exact quote of what you wrote. And you should come out with a very strong statement, people should not stop learning Gemara. The answers. I want to be mochech you about this. I understand where you're coming from. Even though you didn't say it out clearly. First of all, I never said people shouldn't learn Gemara or the Rif. In my yeshiva, my group of people who were learning, there was only two or three who learned Mishnah Torah, and only some of them. Most of them told him the Rif. And I taught them many times all the halachas. The gam shnayim shalum od hagemara, some want to learn gemara, the lamadatay some asetsa shalu, and I learned them whatever stuff they wanted. The chanitzi visi also libe shesuk also shazif the funny vechibur. I mean, my intention was they should get rid of all the svarim and that's it. Halay v'fersh amatay vechibur, I said shalichibar tesam they koytze ruach. All I said was that there are people who can't learn the Gemara and pass halachas from it, and for them it's necessary. And the fact you said that they're going to forget who the Chachamim are. In the beginning of Mishnah Torah, I list all the Amoraim, most Amoraim Tanaim. I mean, by extension, anyone who made a safe halachas is being machal shemayim because he's chucking out all the mandamim. There are many sfarim before me that they pass in different areas of shas without saying over the shakhtari gemara. But as far you know, the only thing that I did that's unique that hasn't become since Rabbeinu HaKadosh is Kol HaTorah Kula. Just because it's a bigger chibur and it's Kol all the halachas instead of this person. So I did everything. So that's already Gerim Shoshan Eschal. I was a Tema Gdoyla. And if there are people who learn it and they don't know, you know, the halachas and they make mistakes, I mean, when a person writes a book, so did you ever hear of him providing, like for police, that the only people that should learn it are these type of people, those type of people, and very unreasonable demand. Then he says, "Veda, shekra amarti betchilas chiburi, she'inya shetafasti boi she'ederech ha-mishna o'shayna mishna." I write in the beginning of Mishnah Torah that my signal is like the Mishnayos. Av atem lo samtum v'afkam u'dvari. But you didn't pay attention because lo yedatem ha-hefesh ish ben derech ha-mishna ha-talmud. You don't understand the big difference in Talmud and Mishnah. Because you don't understand it, you wrote me a second letter with the following criticism. It says, even when I look into what you write, I many times have a problem understanding where you're coming from because you don't write out the Shakvataria. That's what you wrote. Let me explain. Anyone who's ever written a work, whether Taira or other Chachmas, Echad mishe drach moiches. There are two styles. Oider chibur, oider pirish. You either write things that are sort of bottom line, absolute, or you write something derech apirish. V'derech achibur lahaska dvar mechayim b'levad. V'derech achibur is to mention just the things that are right. V'loy kush, v'loy piruk, v'loy shemray v'alom. Without going into Ishak Vitaria. Much as a man of the Mishnah, I give a cursor of the Mishnah. V'derech apirish, lahaska dvar mechayim, udvar mechayim seisonoisam. V'akush is a koldava, v'apiruk, then there is a type that writes out all of the different back and forth and so on. That's the derech of Talmud. Talmud is mefarish the Mishnah, and it's very very explanatory, mefalpul and so on. The style I chose was a chibur, a monologue. So even though the Mishnah does mention names of Tanaim, but that doesn't help you much. In order for you to be able to be involved and make decisions, you have to know what is. Why something was said. Vidai says, "She imaniga ramta Hashem chom neishamar deram nechayim shem alpi mishpat stam b'leshem raimon." And if you're telling me that I'm causing the names of Chacham to be forgotten because I don't write who says it, derech abein akodesh tafasi. That's what the Bein Akodesh did. Gam hu asa zayis mofanei she kol stam she amav leishem adam kuli v'cham achirim heim. When he says a stam din, then it's someone else said it. And everyone said over things from somebody. And just like they want makbid, makbid on al shmoisan im husker le huskeru. There's not going to be a big to Ellis. Although the Omer Fresh become a Koimis, Roar Rebbe Dvarav Shlore Plane Bekach, it's Sasnik Kabase, or Dvar Shlore Bekach, Sasnik Kabase. Vehine Beferish, Advorm Shoysen Rebbe Shinalcho Psuka Etzloi, Vishakach Relasis, Amar and Stam, Loishim Adam. So anytime Rabbein HaKadosh wants to say something which he feels is the normative halacha, he doesn't mention a person, and he just says it's Stam, that's his derech. When he couldn't be machriya, and he had to think, then he would say the machleikus, and he would say, the best I can do is present the machleikus. And he would only mention the last guy, whoever he heard it from. So they give us a reason over there. Why? So Bezdin has a sheet that they can be knighted to if they bring riots. So you see from this signet of the Mishnah, really a person right would have been just to mention the bottom line. There's only because by the time this halacha came around, there was a machlokes, and some were doing like this and some were doing like that. In order to give us indication of how to deal with machlokes, and you could be mitzara fashita and so on. So he says, being that my signin was Mishnadi. And everything is already passing the Gemara either specifically or using one of the klolim they gave us. So what's the point of mentioning people that argued in it? Tachlis, the halacha comes back from Sinai. As long as you don't know, you have to say, well, I don't know what to do. Reb Meir says like this, Reb Yehuda says like this. But once I know what the halacha is, there's no point in saying who argued on it, and there's no point in saying who holds like it. She'eich oisa adin diviz zeh yochnes getalm v'abaya rava, ela merubim ne merubim, ovne zeh b'chartish litin mokram l'minim lirdes. And that's why I was afraid that if I write out the names, people are going to make light of the halachas. Shein omrim, they're going to say, al divichinot ha-saimchin, you're being saimich on one on the yama. That's not true, even if it's only one on the Gemara. There were thousands of Meshlatoros who said like that. And that's why I said, Ploini beistino, kivim ploini beistino. Kidei loidia shakabolim is rabbi me rabbi lech me yochid. When you speak of being makabal Torah, you don't talk about a person being makabal from a person. You talk about a whole besmedrish being makabal. That was my tachlis. Shekol halacha ba'alacha timotzi stam. Kloima shidivi hakola koil. Loisha tema b'shem pleini at shevim mena churbas haminim ha'ilu shabot chotar shabot peh. If you show us a b'shem pleini, b'dimush la'amadav zel oilus ha'pleinim daitim. He says, when you say halacha, what people at Shana say, yeah, this was Rameya's halacha, this was Rishlokish's din, this was Akiva's din, and they made it up, they invented it. And especially since Karoim were very powerful in this day, people have to know we're talking about the halacha. We're talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in Sinai. Torah Shabbat Peh is where it came down to us. The machlokas have been decided. And b'meila, whatever's bottom line, that's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm going to have to hold it here. I have to go say Shia soon. So I guess till after Pesach, this will be the last time.
Okay, I'll tell Yaakov to send it out.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Again,
Yashagar, thank you very, very much. Everything. Okay. Beseda.
Okay. Bye.